197 days after voters in the Netherlands went to the polls, they were told there was only one coalition possible to avoid new elections, the same coalition they had before, one that was forced to step down in January after a childcare benefit scandal.
Mr. Rutte, you promised quick coalition talks after the elections.
I will give a reaction after our talks.
But it's been 6 months. Will there be a government now?
If the main parties manage to agree, a new government based on the old coalition is expected in weeks. Neighbouring Germany, where coalition talks have started after Sunday's elections, fears a similar scenario.
That's got to do, of course, with the political system and the fragmentation of the political system. Also in Germany, the biggest party is now quite small as compared to what it used to be, and that's the same as we see in the Netherlands.
19 parties are now represented in parliament in the Netherlands. In Germany, there are 6 because of a 5% threshold to obtain seats. In 2017, it took 5 months to form a coalition in Germany. In the same year, 7 months were needed to build a coalition in the Netherlands. Belgium holds the world record, having taken 45 months to reach an agreement in 2011. Many Dutch feel increasingly frustrated by lengthy talks being held while decisions on crises like housing and climate are postponed.
I think that it's ridiculous that it's taking this long, and also the lack of transparency we've had in this entire process. I think it's genuinely shocking.
It's embarrassing, and only because some politicians don't like each other, our national interests and the interests of the voters are put aside.
This is democracy in full swing, with continuous talks and a variety of coalitions on the table. Food for political pundits, but frustrating for voters who had hoped that their democratically elected politicians would start making some urgent decisions by now. And some are wondering if this model of democracy may be outdated.
Political commentators fear the lack of transparency will lead to increasing distrust towards politics and politicians.
I think it is a real problem, and maybe you need to see how you can change the system. But if you really want to change the system, you need two-thirds majority, and it's really hard to get a majority.
Despite its shortcomings, some say the current system still best represents different voices in Dutch society.
What you see in the Netherlands compared to countries that have only two parties and only one party governs after the election is that policies change completely after 4 or 5 years. In the Netherlands, policy is like a tanker that only slightly changes course, and that means more stability.
With the Netherlands and Germany's coalition talks ongoing and France due to hold elections in April, some say they're concerned political stability in Europe is becoming hard to find. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, The Hague.